He leads her into a ramshackle arcade at the corner of Portobello and Westbourne Grove, past small booths where Russians are laying out their stocks of spotty old watches, and down a flight of stairs to buy her a cup of what turns out to be the white coffee of her childhood visits to England, a pre-Starbucks Mirror World beverage resembling weak instant, bulked up with condensed milk and industrial-strength sugar. It makes her think of her father leading her through the London Zoo when she was 10. They sit on folding wooden benches that look as though they date from the Blitz, taking tentative sips of their scalding white coffee. But she sees that there is a Michelin man within her field of vision, its white, bloated, maggot-like form perched on the edge of a dealer's counter, about 30 feet away. It is about 2 feet tall and is probably meant to be illuminated from within. The Michelin man was the first trademark to which she exhibited a phobic reaction. She had been 6. "He took a duck in the face at 250 knots, she recites softly. Wojtek blinks. "You say?" "I'm sorry," Case says. "It is a mantra." A friend of her father's, an airline pilot, had told her in her teens of a colleague of his who had impacted a duck on climb-out from Sioux City. The windscreen shattered, and the inside of the cockpit became a hurricane. The plane landed safely, and the pilot had survived and returned to flying with shards of glass lodged permanently within his left eye. The story had fascinated Case, and eventually she had discovered that this phrase, repeated soon enough, would allay the onset of the panic she invariably felt upon seeing the worst of her triggers. "It's a verbal tick."
"Tick?"
"Hard to explain." She looks in another direction, discovering a stall selling what seemed to be Victorian surgical instruments. The keeper of this stock is a very old man with a high, mottled forehead and dirty-looking white eyebrows, his head sunken buzzard-like between his narrow shoulders. He stands behind a counter topped and fronted with glass, things glittering within it. Most of them seem to be displayed in fitted cases lined with faded velvet. Seeing him is offering a distraction for both herself and Wojtek, else she be asked to explain the duck. Case takes her coffee and crosses the aisle, which is floored with splintery planking.
"Could you tell me what this is, please?" she asks, pointing at something at random.
He looks at her, at the object indicated, then back at her.
"A trepanning set by Evans of London circa 1780 in original fish skin case."